Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Kaminsky, who is the president of the residential business at the Dixie Group. Paul, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Kemp. Good morning.
Well, thanks for being with us. I caught you in your travels. You're down in Naples, Florida. I'm glad you could get with us. You know, we're doing a series this week on this rapid growth of the use of polyester fiber in carpet. And I'm moving from the petrochemical analysts through the yarn experts, and now I'm talking to a company that's really known for styling. And you guys in the last year or two have actually stepped into this polyester business. What do you call your polyester product?
Brand our polyesters under the brand name Durasilk.
Durasilk, that's right. And up until a few years ago, you were primarily a Stainmaster nylon and wool company, but now you've got some products in Durasilk, right?
That's correct.
So one of the things that I wanted to ask you is what has changed in the last several years with polyester that allows you, I mean, you're known as a styling expert. You wouldn't use polyester if you couldn't style with it. Are there some things that have changed from a styling perspective that makes it a more attractive yarn system?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors at work. Number one, I think with business being a little bit more difficult over the last several years, value is more important to the consumer. So, you know, the Dixie Group, although we do not play a major part in the lower end of the market, we're looking for ways to increase the value we could bring to our customers. I think that was a part of the reason we looked at polyester, but the main reason, or the reason we were able to do so, is I think the changes in polyester have been somewhat dramatic over the last several years. If you look back at the history of polyester, and of course, a polyester staple has been around for a number of years, but polyester filament, when you look at it, has probably been in the industry for less than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And really mostly limited to brisés, where the pile heights hid some of the inconsistencies in the fiber. But over the last several years, I think the changes in extrusion have allowed several polyester fiber suppliers to come up with a fiber that really is totally different than what you saw before in polyester. The fiber is softer, it has a better luster, and very importantly, it is easier to work with in terms of the type of products you can put it in. Because the fiber is more consistent, we're able to take these new fibers and put them into not only the traditional frisés that are pretty easy to work with, but things also like LLCs and tight textures that before were things you wouldn't consider putting a polyester fiber in because of the inconsistency of the fiber. So the technical improvements in the fiber have really helped us do some different things than we could before.
So it's more about the way you're able to put twist in it and the way it holds up versus the way you're able to put variation of color or variation of luster. And so, can you cationic dye polyester?
There is a cationic dye available that we have seen. I'm not sure anybody is using it. Basically, you know, in terms of the history of the fiber and the development of the fiber, it's fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at the Dixie Group, we've traditionally used mostly Stainmaster in the style end of our business. There, you know, we have an array of different luster levels, different dye level that we work with that allow us to come up with some unique look. We have seen some things on the drawing board in polyester that may, with time, allow us to look at the fiber that way. But right now, other than a couple of different dye levels and the ability to use solution dyed ends and to plant them in products to use them as accent colors, the tools that are available to you in polyester, in our opinion, are somewhat limited compared to what we have in Stainmaster.
Mm-hmm. Now, the polyester that you guys use with Durasilk, is it mostly solution dyed?
No, we do both natural and solution dyed.
Okay.
I think solution dyed has played a very big role when you want to create value products with limited colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the solution dyed products you see out there are either solid color or simple barber pole.
Right.
But where you want to have extended color lines, natural is still the way to go for us.
Okay. So what you're telling me is that basically, in summary, is that there's not a lot you can do with variation of color and luster, or it's not as flexible as nylon. So if you really want to go into high style, you go nylon. But you're able to put styling in the products that you produce with Durasilk because of, you know, LCL and kind of the way you've toughed it and assembled the product. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we try to add the value through our tufting process and through the processing of the fiber itself. And we're able to create some differentiation there that's kind of in tune with the Dixie Group's overall position of trying to add value to the marketplace by bringing out unique styling. But compared with what we're able to do with, you know, Stainmaster, it's still a little bit, you know, certainly more difficult to work with.
Yeah, okay. Now, you guys are unique versus some of the little bit bigger mills in that you did not backwards integrate. You have to buy your yarn system. That gives you flexibility to use whatever yarn system is the right one based on, you know, the price points you want to hit. And so, I mean, you buy all the yarns that you use, right?
That's correct. I mean, one of the things that we try to do is, because our first commitment is really to styling and creating value in styling rather than running large volumes to run at the lowest possible cost, you know, our perspective is totally different. We are looking for access to different yarns that we can combine together to create unique looks, whereas some of our larger competitors, obviously they're adding value by providing a lower cost on more of a commodity product. Their run size becomes the driver, where with us, styling flexibility is the driver.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to David Polly last week, and you know, he used to be with you guys, and he was actually saying that some of these bigger mills may have made mistakes by backward integrating, and so, you know, that gives you are unique in the fact that you haven't done that.
Yeah, and I think it's in tune with where we are and what our position is and what our customers are looking for from the Dixie Group. We generally do not go toe-to-toe in the lower end of the market. Mm-hmm. When you look at our average price point as a company, it's probably close to three times what the industry average is.
Isn't it around $22? Or?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, you know, our position in the marketplace and what our customers are looking for from us, you know, it's different than when they look at some of our larger competitors.
Yeah, and where does polyester fit? Is it, you know, David Polly in this conversation I had with him said that it was below $15, and he actually went on to say that almost 70% of residential carpet made fits down there, and he thought polyester was going to be a major factor. Do you think it's 15, or where does it fit?
Well, there's no doubt it's growing tremendously, mm-hmm. and it's really growing probably at the expense certainly of nylon staple, which is pretty much exiting the market, and polypropylene, where the styling of the traditional Berbers is no longer in favor. We're a little different again in that probably 70% of our business is over $15.
Right.
But when I look at polyester, I probably take a little exception to what David says, in that I'm not sure it's going to reach as high as $15 and do half the business. I certainly think at price points under $10, that polyester is the fastest growing fiber and will continue to grow very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And again, because of the developments in the fiber itself, you now have a fiber that can give you better luster level, a softer hand than you could get with polyester filament just several years ago. So that's made a huge difference. The capacity in the newer type of polyester is somewhat limited, so I think the growth will not be necessarily as dramatic as some people do because of the capacity limitations. But I obviously, with something that's working that well, you would expect capacity to be added relatively quickly. But with time, certainly I think it will continue to grow in its importance in the marketplace. Certainly under $10, where value is the key buzzword.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, Paul, I appreciate you talking to us this morning and getting up
early
in Naples. So I've been talking to Paul Comiskey, who is the president of the residential business at the Dixie Group, and you can listen to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.